Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Ruth.
Okay, hold on. Let me get Peter on the line.
Gotcha.
Hi, Patrick.
Yes,
okay,
hey.
I'm Peter on the line.
That was, I was seeing you on the phone. That's the reason I had to put you guys, call you guys back. He's in Italy. Left last night, so for a week's vacation. So that means everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's kind of the backdrop. You know, if I get more information, I'll let you guys know. But we are in the—I know the vets are in the process of putting together a, you know, a capital support program.
Do you know which bank will be?
No, I don't have any of the details. No, they have not shared that with me. Go ahead.
Would the support be for just a 20-cent difference in your value?
You know, I asked Kate Crowley, our general counsel, that. Peter, it's a good question. We don't know yet. I'm hoping it's going to be more than that. I have to assume it's going to be. Just from a marketing perspective, I mean, it's not going to help a lot to, if it's, you know, it's a fraction of what our exposure is. But then again, I have to think that maybe that's not realistic to put something in place for the entire par amount because, I mean, that's going to be a very, very expensive, as you guys can imagine.
Yeah, just from some backdrop with others who've had, say, SIV problems in the past.
Yes.
Those, because they were of the asset-backed variety, you know, there was a pool of underlying assets dedicated to those bonds being held. So there was some, you know, realizable economic value. So arguing that there was zero was really irrational, and saying they're par based on the underlying assets was also irrational. So there was some, you know, fair value of what those assets, if they were to be liquidated, would be for those securities. And,
mm-hmm.
and then funds came in and supported the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, it was anywhere from, I don't know, 40 to 60 cents. On the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now with these, because this is just traditional CP, not asset-backed in most cases that we know of, it's basically the ability of Lehman to pay you back, which if they're B or bankrupt or selected default, whatever it is, there's no tangible benefit directed for your security. So you're thrown in there with everybody.
Well, the only caveat there, though, Peter, is that what we own is senior. The CP comes under the same category, or it's para pursue with senior debt, unsecured senior debt. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, understood. But just that with asset back, you have a specific asset that's backing those securities. Here, you're in with everyone else. So
the price of 35 cents
that everyone's going to potentially quote might be the value we're looking at.
Yeah. Well, again, we're not thrown in with all the creditors. We're thrown in. I mean, you've got the secured creditors, obviously. Then you've got the senior debt holders, which we are. And then you've got the behind that, I believe you'd have the subordinated debt, and then the junior subordinated debt. So, and in fact,
we treat everyone on the senior level the same, but you will still be in a pool of others all have different.
Peter, I agree with you completely. I agree with you completely.
I just didn't want to know, because as we meet on our end and talk through issues and concerns, and I just don't want there to be a miscommunication that, you know, you come back and say, well, we priced it at 80, we have support for the other 20, we're good.
I don't think that's...
Okay, now our committee meets and says, we believe it's probably something like 40, I'm just throwing a number out, and then we're going to look for funds who are rated to have something covered there or stress the portfolio with a 40 cent on the dollar and see what that does to the NAV and then take rating action if necessary
at
that point.
No, I understand.
We don't want to get to that point and you go, well, you didn't tell me that. If I knew that,
I hope we're not going to get to that point, because if you guys know, if for any reason our rating is yanked, then, you know, that's a kiss of death for us, because we'll continue to, outflows will escalate and, it would be a very, very difficult situation. This is just unbelievable. So they get something back. It may be late this afternoon, though, because I was on the phone earlier with your illustrious colleague Henry Schilling over at Moody's, and you know he's what he's saying is very consistent with what you guys just outlined, which I agree with completely. I guess one thing that makes us a little more comfortable with this situation, one doesn't make us comfortable but less concerned, I guess, to some extent, is that in that we will be paid, you know, more than 60 cents on the dollar, and I think it'll be closer to that 80 to, you know, I mean, and potentially we could even get out whole at 100% on the dollar. I would, at this point today, not having all the facts, I would assign a low probability to that, but I certainly think it's going to be 80 or better. And if you look at the balance sheet and the assets and you know, where we are, and again, granted, we're going to be thrown into that pool of unsecured senior creditors. I have to think that you know, that we're going to make out okay. Not great, obviously, but we're going to be made out okay here. But, you know, the other thing that of course bothers me too, this thing could take, since we are not a secured credit holder, this thing could take you know, 12 months to work out. So.
Yeah, and just, you know, in terms of some background with the capital support agreements, you know, just in the past, we've had fund companies come back and forth with us, you know, sending us draft versions. So, you know, we wanted to let you know that you're encouraged to, you know, send us drafts if you like, just to make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page and can track with specific criteria issues that might come up, because, you know, I just wouldn't want something to be signed, sealed, delivered, and then have an issue with it.
Oh, sure. You know, I'm some of the, as you guys can imagine, I'm kind of not totally out of the loop with what the events are doing, but on some of this stuff, they're I'm not. I should say I'm not necessarily in the loop, because, like, I know they had a one-on-one discussion with Henry Schoen at Moody's, and mm-hmm. I wasn't privy to that. And then Henry, the reason I knew that he had already talked to both Bruce's was Henry called me, want to know, you know, how he was doing,
mm-hmm.
and then he mentioned it. So. But and then I just had a meeting with our head of sales, John Drozel, and Kate Crawley, and with Bruce too, and Bruce reiterated that, you know, they're putting something together very quickly here on that that capital support. So again, I just don't know all the details yet, but as soon as I get them, you guys will be the first to know.
Okay, or if, you know, Bruce too wants to call us directly, you
know,
it's fine.
Well, when we hang up here, I was going to shoot him an email on give him an update, and and yeah, he may reach out to you guys. So,
okay.
And I'll give him your contact information. Ruth, I'll give him your number if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then you can
patch it to Peter.
Yeah, get Peter involved.
Sure.
Okay. Wish I had something
right.
Positive to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
this is like
what it is.
This is fucking horrific. I like to, you know, honestly, I like sitting here and thinking, you know, we're gonna get through this. But, you know, I haven't seen the market like this in 30 years. I mean, this is like depression.
Mm-hmm.
This is just ugly, ugly, ugly as hell. Still can't. I'm still trying to digest the fact that the, you know, the Feds have had the Treasury have had weeks to find a strategic partner for Bear, and, you know, they, and you know, stuck to the guns and wouldn't provide any type of backstop, and here we are today. You know, I mean, I maybe it was maybe it's there's an element of politics in there that they didn't want to. Go down that path if they bailed out another, you know, dealer. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, I think it would have been better if they had, in fact, bailed them out, at least in the short term, short run. But, I mean, this is freaking ridiculous. Are you guys, what about the other money funds out there that have exposure to Lehman? Are you guys are reaching out to them, obviously?
Yep.
Yeah. Moving on.
And you're basically, they're providing capital support programs?
Yes, you are. You know, I know Wachovia posted something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Website,
yeah.
But others already are in discussions, and you know, a lot of funds, thankfully, just had repo.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, overnight, so got paid on those today, which was good to see. And then the other CPO, they're just, you know, trying to work out the details.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll be back when I get more details. If you guys don't hear from me by 4, though, Ruth, love a call, and I'll I'm going to shoot Bruce to email, just recapping our discussion and encourage him to reach out to you guys.
Okay, great. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.